Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hey everyone, this is the Patty Conklin Show. Thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate that you're here, that you're listening, that you're a part of today's program. We're so very excited to have you. My co-host and a good friend, Fernessa Hall, MD, is joining me. And hey, Fernessa.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for starting out 2025. I keep wanting to say 2024, but we are moving into 2025. We started grading on my new house site this week, so I guess
Excellent.
We're already moving into the new year and all sorts of excitement. And we do want to give a shout out. We know that HealthyLife.net and our radio show host is in LA area, and we want to give a shout out to everyone who's in the fire area, the fire zones, just getting the smoke, all of it. Our prayers are with you. Our thoughts are with you. And all of you who have been affected and loved ones who have been affected, we're just really with you and want you to know we're here. So Fernessa and I talked a little bit about what we wanted to discuss today moving into this to this new year, moving into almost the third week now. And we decided to talk about loneliness. Because it does seem, as our wonderful producer pointed out, that there is a lot of passing after the new year. And people generally get a sense of loneliness or not quite sure what to do. Maybe family came in for the holidays and left and all of a sudden all alone or, you know, so many different facets or the traumas that have been taking place in terms environmental things taking place. So we want to kind of talk about that and things we can do to kind of overcome our loneliness, but absolutely to acknowledge that loneliness is definitely more pronounced, it seems, as the new year starts. So, Fernessa, what do you think about that from a medical standpoint and from an emotional standpoint?
Well, I think that, loneliness, I think it's magnified by the holiday season. So people who are socially isolated, it can be, more significant. You know, people are away for holidays and, people who maybe aren't able to go places and there aren't people around. But this is something that is significant and particularly important in elderly people, who are, maybe aren't able to have mobility issues, aren't able to drive anymore, live alone, but not just elderly. And I think that one of the key things we need to understand is that loneliness and social isolation have a detrimental effect on people's physical health. So I pulled up an article that I read a little while ago, and it's a scientific statement from the American Heart Association. And they're talking about the effects of objective and perceived social isolation on cardiovascular and brain health. And what they found is that people were more at risk for health events because of being lonely and socially isolated. Yeah, so let me just go through here and get to that, some of the data, but, you know, it's like a 33% higher risk of having a cardiac event.
Really? That much higher?
Yes. That's what it's saying, that it's significant. Sorry, I was running a little late getting here, but yeah, I mean, it was striking to me. Matter of fact, when I read it, I had to like stop and sit down and go, my goodness gracious, we really need to be paying more attention to, you know, our neighbors. You know, I have an elderly neighbor, you know, that lives alone. And so I just want to bring to people's attention that heart disease and stroke, heart attack and stroke, the risk is significantly higher when a person is socially isolated or lonely. I'll find the exact number as we go on. But that may play a role in what you were saying about it. After the holidays, everything goes back, people are, you know, feeling more down, you know, and isolated, and they, you know, they pass on. So, you know, that would be some food for thought for everyone, and to make that extra effort to reach out to your elderly neighbor or reach out to your, you know, grandparent, you know, or, you know, whomever, you know?
Yeah.
It's community, right? It's about us taking care of each other.
Right. Right. I mean, I think one of the things that, you know, as I know you're still so young, you don't age, and, you know, my years are ticking along. We've talked about that for 30 years. But I think also, as we get older, I mean, when the new year came in and I thought about, oh, you know, I'm getting this house, first time I'm ever having a house built for myself, can't even say a house, a little cabin built for myself. I had to sit back and go, wow, I'm going to be 68 this year. And that was shocking. You know, I mean, that was kind of like, oh my gosh, how many years do I have left? And, you know, I mean, you know, I'm an introvert. So I wonder, as we get older, more advanced in our years, and we're introverts, does that parallel social isolation? Right? Because I've always been an introvert. You've had to work hard through the years to get me to come out even to dinner.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, that's a personality thing, right? And
right.
So I guess the question is, just because you're an introvert, do you feel isolated? Do you feel lonely?
I think that, as for me personally, I'm really okay with myself.
Not being around people as much as other people, and you're not feeling lonely, you're not feeling isolated,
But I'm not sure that a lot of introverts really feel that way. I think some introverts are just uncomfortable enough around other people. They're not necessarily comfortable with themselves. They just don't know how to get through the anxiety of getting out. And I wonder how much that plays into as we move into this new year. You know, we're kind of pushed. I say pushed. Listen to me. We're around family more through the holidays. And so, you know, that creates its own stress. But I just wonder, when we look at the isolation standpoint, are people isolatory, like your elderly neighbor? Is that somebody who would naturally be an isolatory person, or are we looking at the physical aspects of them just not being able to get around as much as they used to? I mean,
right.
I guess it really goes across.
I didn't know her before, so I've only known her as this elderly person who lives alone and doesn't appear to have much in the way of guests and visitors. So
yeah.
I can't speak for what from her from before. I didn't know
right.
her, and
right.
But I do think that I've had friends who were introverts, and but they didn't feel lonely. They had people around. You know, there were people that they had contact with. They just had controlled and limited the contact, and they seemed perfectly content. So, you know, I think that, I mean, let's face it, you can be lonely at home with your family.
Right.
You know? And
or within a relationship.
So, yeah. Right. So, you know, I think that being alone is not the same as being lonely.
And so when we look at being lonely and, you know, within relationships, you know, marriage, you know, partner support, whatever, within families and so forth, that feeling of loneliness, and not necessarily, I'm not going to categorize it in the depression state. You know, we can look at being an introvert, but if somebody's going through a lonely time period where they just feel empty, is that the right word? Of feeling like they're less than, or they don't have enough, or there's a void that they can't fill. Do you think that going beyond a mental health situation, how much is that affecting their physical form?
Oh, it's so let's just think about the physiology.
Okay.
Because if you're lonely and you're feeling lonely, you're feeling isolated, then you are having thoughts that create feelings that are reflected in the stress hormones and neurochemicals that are secreted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we have negative thoughts, our body creates these stress hormones, okay? So if a person is socially isolated, and it's a chronic level, not just, you know, a day here or there, then,
right.
And they're feeling lonely, then they are having these emotions that bathe their body in stress chemicals. And those chemicals have effects on your metabolism, on your blood pressure and your pulse, and promote inflammation, can slow down your gut motility. They're physiologic effects. And also chronically can change the expression of genes. So you can turn some genes off and other genes on, and not good ones. So
right.
there is this change in the person's body. And we know inflammation is bad. We know that, you know, your heart beating faster than it should is not a good thing for you. We know that cortisol, one of the main hormones of stress, promotes blood sugar abnormalities, promotes
right.
Weight gain, you know. So the thing is, if this is a chronic thing, you are negatively impacting the physiology of your body. And I think that, you know, depression certainly has a similar kind of thing going with it. I just found the data. It said there's
okay.
a 29% increased risk for heart attack and or death from heart disease with loneliness and social isolation.
Wow.
And additionally, a 32% increased risk for stroke. That's
wow.
enormous.
That's stunning. That's
it
stunning.
Is.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that there's, you know, there's some data out there with regard to depression.
Right.
You know, we can save depression for another day. But I think most of us would be surprised to hear that. Like, oh, my goodness. You know, 29% and 32%. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's massive. And I wonder, you know, I'm sure you can't magically pull up this data, although you always surprise me. Maybe you can. But when we look at other cultures, where living together as family is much more predominant, you know, a generational family. I wonder if those statistics would hold true.
Well, I know that in Asian countries, you know, the sort of the community and being together is an important part. And, I mean, I heard a story about a friend of a friend who was studying in Japan and stayed with the family, and she would want to go off exploring the city on her own, and they're like, oh, no, we have to go with you. You can't be, you can't go by yourself. And she's like, no, I'm fine. But culturally, that was just like, are you kidding me? But I think, you know, again, we need to think about how the feeling of loneliness isn't necessarily about being by yourself, because it's about the that feeling, that emotion, you know. And so I wonder, and I'll try to look for this at the break, but I wonder if people who are in a family, living in a home with lots of people around, is it possible that they can feel lonely in a situation where there are people around? And I think that that's very possible. And I don't know if there's data to tease out, you know, lonely in a crowd versus lonely and socially isolated. Because what I'm saying is that, you know, it's these emotions create these physiologic changes in the body. And when they're chronic, you know, it seems to me, however you get there, if it's a chronic situation ongoing, that you are the person at risk for having a poor outcome related to it.
Right.
So, but I think the key here is that we need to look out for other people, right?
Right.
Our friends, our family, you know, your elderly neighbor. You know, something as simple as just going by and, you know, saying, hey, you know, here's some cookies we made, you know, and having that little interaction, you know, on a regular basis that might make that person's day. So we just need to be more mindful about other people.
Well, I think that's a huge piece, though, don't you? And just in terms of how we've developed, I'll take the United States because that's where we're living right now, but as we've developed as a country, we seem to have lost each other. I mean, I think back to when I was a kid, you know, centuries ago, when, you know, we're out playing in the creek and, you know, I mean, as long as we're back in by, you know, nighttime or whatever, the parents weren't like, where are you going, whatever, but we were very involved with each other.
And
one mother in the community was mother to all. So by golly, if you went and jumped in that mud hole and we'd take mud baths and we'd come down off the hill and the mothers that were home, you know, the mothers that were work were at work. The mothers that were at home were standing there with fly swatters and you walked by and you got a swat on your bottom. Didn't matter if it was their kid or not their kid. It was like we took care of each other as a community.
Right. And we have gotten away from that. And people are busier. People are, you know, more engaged with their electronic device than with the person sitting across the table from them.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've been out to dinner with a particular person. And, you know, we're sitting around the table with, you know, a few other people, and literally they're on their phone for 40 minutes.
Wow.
And it's like, well, you know. So, and I think that that's one of the challenges with young people, not engaging in a personal way with other people. There's a lot of, you know, social media contact.
Right.
And that doesn't really take the place of of in-person contact and conversation and, you know, really looking in someone's eyes when you're talking to them and you know, feeling their energy.
Right.
So,
right.
There is that. And, so while we are more connected in the electronic way, we are more disconnected, as people.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, when we look at natural disasters with, you know, the hurricane in Asheville, North Carolina, and in Florida, and the wildfires in California, that disaster seems to bring communities together, right?
Yes.
And then when the disaster is over, we kind of go back to what we were doing.
Our little camp.
Yeah. And it can't be healthy. It's like, how do we sustain it? I remember after 9/11, 6 days later, I was at Unity in Boulder, and I said the thing that will really be upsetting is if we go back to the way we were, because nobody's honking the horn, nobody's getting upset. So when we come back, let's talk about how we can come together without a natural disaster. So folks, you're at HealthyLife.net with Patty Conklin, Vanessa Hall. We'll see you in a minute.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Patty Conklin's show with Vanessa Hall, who really has the most amazing, outstanding ability to pull data out of her hat if she wore a hat. Well, you do wear a cap sometimes. So, yeah, we'll let you, especially when you're fishing. When you're fishing or playing in your band, you've got your cap on.
That's right.
we're both lovers of fishing, so we
That's
definitely
true.
Have that. You're going to need to come down and try out this new pond when summer hits.
Okay.
We're talking about loneliness, and I think that, you know, we talk about, you know, communities coming together during natural disasters or major events that take place and so forth. But what are ways that we can stay together? You know, one of the things I loved about where you and I used to be neighbors is it was a community like what I grew up in. So we all were very close and so forth. And I know, you know, you all got together a lot more than I did. You'd call and you're like, are you coming over? I'm like, I'm in bed. And you're like, it's 6 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock.
But that's what it is. And I'm not going to get dressed to come out and have dinner. Good grief. Even though, you know, Myla Crane's cooking and just, you know, whatever it is. But that's the rarity.
Yes, it was. But, you know, remember, that came out of adversity as well, because we really pulled together when the Lowe's construction people didn't put in the proper silt protection for our lake, and they silted it in. And we picketed for 10 months, and that's when I got to know people, and
I
started getting involved in our community. But we kept it up.
Yep. That's true. And then we really came together as a community after that, you know, in terms of the friendships that were made and so forth, and the closeness that we all had, and the closeness we all still have today.
Right.
Even though,
We formed some deep relationships from that. And so, you know, the thing is, I think what we did is we proved that it can be done. And that was despite some of the differences that we had with some of our neighbors, which, you know, sometimes we're really a little heated in those neighborhood association meetings. But
that's true.
You know, but we still came together, and we had our you know, parties and our, you know, July 4th celebrations and so forth. So, you know, it is possible. But I think that, you know, belonging to something, I think, is really helpful. You know, and that may be church, although, as we discussed on the break, there's a lot of, there are some issues with some churches. But when I was growing up, they always, at the minister at the end of the program, or deacon or someone would announce, you know, who was sick and shut in.
Yeah.
And the minister would go visit these people, and they would encourage people to go see these people. And so, you know, they didn't have the data back then that, you know, being shut in, you know, increased your risk for heart disease and stroke, but, you know, knew that it was important to get out and to reach out to those people and to you know, physically go see them.
I
think a phone call is better than nothing, but I think that the church can fill that void. The question is, how else do we do it?
Right. And I guess, you know, I want to point out that, you know, I grew up in a very rural area. And so, you know, and I think about where I'm moving now, and I have 3,000 acres surrounding me. My driveway is a quarter of a mile long to get up to the house. My nearest grocery store is 12 miles away. So I'm really, like, heading out there. But I grew up in a rural area, and you grew up in a city. I mean, you grew up in a burg within New York City. So it's interesting to me that growing up within one of the burgs in the city, you had a minister who would encourage people. I don't know. I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around that.
Well, you know, when I was a kid on my street, if any of the neighbors saw me misbehaving, they would call me out. So our little street had this similar feel that you were describing earlier. But, you know, that was in the 60s and 70s. And you know, neighbors would, they didn't spank us, but they certainly ratted us out. And then my parents would spank us. But
Not that you ever did anything wrong.
No, not me.
Not you. Not you. So when we look at the communities of church, I mean, you know, living in the town that I'm living in right now, there's every denomination. I mean, just everything. And everybody's convinced that their church is the only one that people can go to and have any viability. So how do we get beyond that? Because I do feel like church can be a good community place or you know, within the community, within the church, looking at who needs some at-home visits, you know, who would appreciate somebody stopping by. You know, I think how do we within a community in today's world kind of get back to that or even start? I remember being in charge of the women's committee at my church when my boys were little. And so we would always make, you know, handbags for Easter, you know, hand sewn and take them to some of the older women in the community and so forth. I know that if somebody showed up saying, "Oh, Miss Patty, we thought you'd like this little handbag that we made," I'd be going, "What? No, thank you." And yet that's not okay. I mean, right? Where's my gratitude if somebody's doing
that? Well, yeah. I mean, I mean, I think that certainly, you know, it's the gesture that counts, not the item. But, you know, we're so, fractionalized? I don't know if that's a word, but, you know, it just seems that people are so separate, you know. Now, so for me, I play music, so I'm playing a band, and I go to my open blues jam, and so I am out and engaged in doing things. Maybe the individual who is feeling like they don't have community, and don't have that social support, you know, there are classes that you can take. You can go take a yoga class. I mean, I know when I was working out with a trainer and she would have classes and I would attend, there'd be, you know, 12 to 15 of us in the room working out every once a week or twice a week. You know, we created our own little community, you know, and we would check on people if they weren't at class. Hey, where are you? You know, and so I think we can cultivate things in our own lives where we create some community. So I think on the one hand, if we're older or even younger, that we need to make the effort to participate in things where we can create community.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And then the other is looking out for our neighbor and recognizing, you know, that, hey, you know, it's a good thing to just, you know, keep an eye out for people and be willing to, you know, drop by and just say, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, you know, are you okay? Now, granted, you know, because you're a curmudgeon that you come across and they don't appreciate it, but you get, like, it's the giving of the, you know,
Let's continue that when we get back. Because it's really important. So we'll see you folks on the other side.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit PattyConklin.com, scroll down to remote healing, and book your appointment now. That's remote healing at PattyConklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at PattyConklin.com. You'll be glad you did. PattyConklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. I so appreciate you listening in. This is the HealthyLife.net network. And Patty Conklin Show, and we appreciate you so much. And shout out to everyone who's still recovering in North Carolina and California. There's so much going on. I know there's stuff going on in other areas of the country. We actually got 5 inches of snow here in Georgia last week, which is kind of a shutdown period for us. So we're getting snow again next week. So we're having our own little event taking place, but our hearts and our thoughts go out to all of you. And for Nessa, as always, you've just got such amazing insight. So continue this dialogue about loneliness and how we can help others to at least acknowledge the loneliness or move beyond the loneliness.
Mm. Well, you know, you were at the break, you know, you were talking about how I was basically a pest and pestered you to get come out and do things.
You did.
And, you know, so it does pay to be a pest sometimes. I mean, I think that, you know, when we recognize someone is more of an introvert, I think I think it's important to reach out to them anyway, even though you expect them to turn you down. But that they know that someone, you know, cares enough to say, hey, you know, why don't you come out? And I think, you know, it's the gesture of it, you know, and that's going to warm someone's heart. That's going to create a different set of neurohormones and chemicals in the body that are feel good ones that, you know, are more healthy. You know, and so, you know, reaching out to that person, you know, maybe breaks that cycle of their negative thoughts, for example. And so, you know, just being attentive and being willing to, you know, ask your neighbor out. We actually took our neighbor to the movies one time. We need to get back to that, but she's had people coming by lately, so, you know, it's like, we're not feeling that we need to do that so much. But, you know, we invited her to go to the movies. We're going to the movies anyway, you know.
Right.
And I think little things, you know, can mean a lot to someone.
Right.
You know,
right.
Dropping off some cookies.
Yeah. But in today's world, come on. Everybody's allergic to something. Right? I mean, you know, the old days, here's the thing, though.
You still appreciate the offer, right? Oh,
right.
I can't eat almonds or nuts, but I sure appreciate you thinking of me and bringing me cookies, right?
Yeah.
It's that gesture that really counts, and that makes that person feel good. And as I said, that changes the physiology. You know, for that period of time. And you know what? That person might, you know, be over the moon for, you know, days because someone actually cared enough to bring me cookies. And so I think the point here is that it's not like you have to do some, you know, heroic gesture. You know, it could be a little thing here and there because you don't know the ripple effect that that may have on that person. So I think we need to, you know, not be so caught up in, oh, are they going to like it or whatever. And that's not the point. The point is that you were giving of yourself and, you know, whether that person, you know, wants it or likes it or anything is just is not the point. But the fact that they know someone cared enough and took a moment of their busy time to do something nice for you, I mean, I think that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, if we could all do more of that, you know, I think the world would certainly be better. And, you know, face it, we are more alike than we are different.
I really agree with that. And I really want to make sure that we've got time to talk about what if you're the one who's lonely? How do you reach out to the community? You know, if you're somebody listening into the show and you feel lonely, you know, not the introvert, but you feel lonely and you don't know how to change it. What do we do?
That's such a good question.
How does that person reach out in order to get people over them?
Well, there is something called Project Unlonely. And I think it's projectunlonely.org. And they help communities set up things to help with loneliness. And so, you know, that would be some, you know, go to that website and see if there's something in your community. So that would be one. You know, reach out to a church. I mean, you know, here, at least where I live, there's a, you know, church on every other corner. So, you know, take your pick. I think that, you know, again, Patty, we get back to personal responsibility every week. And so if you are feeling lonely and you need help, then you reach out and get that help. And
I'm
that gonna, may even
I'm gonna
be,
go
you
to
know.
The 80-year-olds who are listening to this show or the 90-year-olds, do we still want the same personal responsibility to reach out to that church?
Well, you know, in this day and age, pretty much everybody has a phone.
Yep.
And, you know, it's okay to call and ask for help.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's where we get a lot of acting out, you know, not necessarily positive acting out from people is wanting the attention, totally different area. But I think that sometimes the illness, an illness will catapult an older individual to reach out because they feel like they've got something legitimate to ask for help from. And,
and there are, you know, I'm sure there are some community services. I mean, like Meals on Wheels, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, someone bring you a meal three times a week, you get some human contact, you get a meal, you know, and a smile. But yeah, I mean, if you need help, ask for help.
Yeah.
If you're not sure where to ask for help, call the local church. I don't think they care what denomination you are.
Right.
You know?
Right.
A lot of churches have programs, or they know the different community resources that are out there.
Where they can reach out and get that person help. I really think that, you know, not just our mental health, but our physical health. And I'll go back to where I was at the beginning of the show, that when we when we are on the other side of 50 and those years start coming up, I feel my mortality much more so.
For sure.
Than when I was
for sure.
50. Or when you were 40 and, you know, I was, you know, 40 something. So it was probably in my 50s. But that's okay. You know, I think that, I think the determination needs, when we're an introvert, I mean, I'm going to talk to this little anxiety of me, of getting, you know, I'm only 15 minutes away from my son, but heck, I won't even go upstairs and have pancakes a lot of Sunday mornings because I just, you know, I'm just not there. So there's anxiety in isolating myself even more. Let's talk about that when we come back, and tips for people to help themselves get out of loneliness and maybe out of the introvertness. So, folks, we'll be back on the other side, and, yeah, I'll see you in a minute.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit pattyconklin.com and click on services. That's pattyconklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work, and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Everyone, we are looking at loneliness, and I appreciate you being here. It's Patty Conklin with Vanessa Hall, and Vanessa, let people know before I just forget totally where they can find you. I know you've got so many things that you can offer folks, you know, from a nutritional standpoint or testing standpoint, whatever, not necessarily loneliness. but certainly if people are feeling out of sync or just want some testing done, where can they reach you?
Yeah, so if you go to my website, mdwellnesssolutions.com, and that's S-O-U-L, solutions, you can send me a message, you know, through our contact page. You know, I think this time of year, you know, it's and I think just in general, particularly if you're our age, you know, a little long of tooth, you know, to assess your nutritional status, and then see where you are, because
we all, in our mind, we think, oh, yeah, I eat a healthy diet, you know, and that's great. But, you know, are you actually digesting and absorbing all the nutrients from your healthy diet? And
right,
right. I just did some nutritional testing on myself. Now, I had one outright deficiency, and I had about 12 borderline. You
wow.
know, and I'm thinking I'm eating and digesting very well. So, you know, it's kind of nice to do a little check-in and see where you really are so that you can make the appropriate changes before you develop a symptom. So MD
yeah.
Wellness Solutions.
Solutions.
And we talk about all sorts of different testing and consultations. I mean, there's a variety of things we can do. So,
right, awesome.
Check it out and send me a message.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so important. It's so important. So let's wrap up with, you know, let's say I'm me 20 years from now. I'm an introvert. Maybe I don't have a partner. Maybe, you know, yeah, my kids are growing up. They'd be in their 60s. And they've got their families and kids and maybe grandkids, great-grandkids by then. So how does someone who has been a natural introvert get to be in the mid-80s and all of a sudden realize that they're lonely, that the introvertness has not been a positive
well.
For them? Yeah. And so
well,
how do you,
you know,
then take that and switch
that,
it?
You know, that's a tough one. I think that we have to be willing to reach out to the community resources that are available and get help. I
yeah.
mean, every community is different. I mean, here in Greensboro, where I live, there's all sorts of things out there to do. There's all sorts
yeah.
of community activities and things available to help people. And, you know, but if you're, you know, like where you're building your house out in the boonies,
yeah.
you know, that's going to take a little extra effort. And I think, I would think for you now that the key is to cultivate relationships with the neighbors that are around you.
Right. Right. Yeah, the 2 or 3 miles down the road.
Right. And create.
Yeah.
Right. But still, they can get to you, right?
Right.
And also
right.
not just the neighbors that are just right there around you, but when you go to town and you're getting, you know, your hair done.
Yeah.
You know, get to know people.
Right.
Make
right.
the effort to participate in something. I mean, volunteer when you're 70-some years old and you're, you know, you still have your wits about you. Get
right.
out and volunteer and be around people. And I think being of service makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
And so if you have something that you can do to help someone else, you will automatically feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
but
so true.
You got to do it when you're still able to do it. Because
right.
something happens and you haven't, then you have no one, right? But if
right.
you're out there and you're in the community and you've gotten to know people and you've made some friends, and I'm not saying that you, the introvert, is going to get out and go see these people, you know, 6 nights a week. But,
right.
you know, they're people that you know. And that they're people that you can call and say, hey, you know, I'm whatever, whatever. How about, you know, you can invite people over. I mean,
right.
I think that we have to be, you know, more proactive.
Yeah.
And create the community that we want.
Right. I mean, I love the fact that you're reaching out to, you know, your neighbor. I know there's people listening around the country and other countries who, you know, are reaching out to people in their community. If they know that they're a shut-in or somebody who can't physically get out of the house very often, how much they appreciate a visit. And it doesn't have to be, you know, necessarily bringing cookies. But if you want to come to Cartersville with your pound cake, Vanessa, that would be awesome. Make the 6-hour drive to deliver that pound cake to me, considering I haven't been up there since you moved up there. So I need to get my own butt out. But I
yeah.
think that
that, you know, your heart health, the stats that you gave us at the beginning of the program, folks, listen to that again. It's amazing.
Yes. So loneliness and social isolation have been associated with a 29% increased risk of heart disease and or death from heart disease, and a 32% increased risk of stroke.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's just amazing, and in a bad way.
Yeah.
But
it just
shows you that, you know, that it is important to have community.
Yeah.
And family and friends and all of that. And, and you know, and we have to make that effort, you know, put the phone down.
Right.
You know, look the person in the eyes
you're
talking to, you know. And I'm guilty too. So, I mean, I'm not on my phone a lot. I've made a concerted effort this new year to put the phone down and not spend as much time on it. That's like I've got a little alarm on my phone that says 8 o'clock, plug the phone into the charger and be done.
And be done.
I think, you know, again, we have to take care of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And then we have to take care of the people in our community.
Yeah.
And
I think
it is important.
And
you know, they always say that, you know, the more you give, the more you receive.
Yep. Yep. And that's so true. I mean, that's so true. We've both been individuals who have given within our communities, you know, in various places we've lived. And I think that that's, you know, again, let's do it every day, folks. Let's not wait for the natural disaster to take place. Let's not wait for a universal, you know, horrible thing to take place before we start paying attention to each other and be courteous to each other and putting the phone down not standing, you know, even in the grocery store. You know, standing in line and being on your phone when you're up to the cashier. You know what? Put your phone away. Talk to the cashier.
Say hello.
See how our day's
smile.
Going. Right.
You know, sometimes
smile.
It's a little smile that makes that person's day. And so it doesn't have to be big things. That's the thing. It's, you know, it's not, you know, go, you know, make some gourmet dinner. Just little things.
So true. Well, as always, I appreciate you being on, folks.
Thank you for having me.
The show is co-host Vanessa Hall, MD, and she comes up with the most amazing stats and insights, and we just love being able to be here with you, and we'll be here next week and look forward to seeing you. As always, Vanessa, thank you for being who
Take
you
care.
Are. You're awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
How are you?
We'll see you. Yeah, thanks. Folks, we'll see you next week. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Patty Conklin Show on HealthyLife.net Radio. To listen to it again or share it with a friend, visit HealthyLife.net podcast on demand link on our homepage and click on Patty Conklin.